Luke, I'll tell you what, you and I have hunted together a fair amount of different places, but we've also hunted separately a lot of very different areas. This varmint calling thing, I can remember when the Burnham Brothers first came out, the first call and all that kind of good thing many, many years ago, and we've seen an increase in numbers of predators and varmints all across North America. I can tell you, tell me about the first time you called up with any kind of a fox or a bobcat.
Yeah, I can remember it like yesterday, Larry. We were up in Jack County. This was back in the late 60s, and I had a buddy that had a little call called a Weems All Call.
I remember the Weems call, absolutely.
Weems All Call. It's Johnny Welch. You know, Johnny says, Luke, we're going to call us up some coyotes. And neither one of us knew anything about what we were doing. You know, I'd read some books and stuff like that, but we were up there, and we drove Johnny's old Ford truck back up on a hill up there in north, about 18 miles north of Jacksboro. I could take you right to the place right now. It's old
yes,
ranch
sir.
Up there, piece of rugged ground, and we parked his truck, and it was a white truck, believe it or not. I never will forget it. And we got in the back of it, and we were kind of relaxing back there later in the evening after supper, you know, and Johnny starts blowing his Weems All Call. And I thought, well, fun, but, you know, it was a cold winter, starry night, and just fun to be out in the wilds like that. And we called. We had a red light and knew we had to have red. And all of a sudden, and it just happened within probably 5 minutes of when Johnny started calling, blowing that, it was an injured jackrabbit call is what he had. Anyway, there was a bobcat just come sneaking right out of nowhere. We thought it was a fox at first, but that was my first time that I'd ever been around anybody doing any calling, Larry.
Well, mine was kind of somewhat similar. I grew up kind of on the coast, Larry, just in the gravel hills off the coast of Texas a little way, and I'd read all this stuff about, you know, calling coyotes when I was a kid, and I finally saved up enough money from hauling hay and working cattle for my dad and my uncles and neighbors, and I bought this mouth bone call, and so, man, it gets there, and I grew up out in the country, and I grabbed my dad's old 94-30-30, put 7 rounds into that son of a gun, grabbed that call, and went off across the road and on my granddad's place and sat down and started calling, and no sooner than I started calling this coyote, we called them wolves back then, charging in. I shot all 7 shots at this coyote. Never hit him, and then when I realized I was out of ammunition, you know, I'm going, oh my God, this thing is around here. So I took that old 30-30 in one hand and grabbed over and got my hunting knife in the other, and I kind of backed my way all the way back to the house, you know, kind of thing. So hunting brings many memories, and you know, you can talk about all the nuts and bolts about how to set up, looking downwind, and you know, being careful of scents, and you know, but to me, the big thing is just to go out and go. And with the number of coyotes and bobcats and foxes and hunting opportunities we have, you know, remember, always check your local state regulations because they vary from state to state and even from season to season. But that varmint hunting this time of year is so much fun.
You know, the red light, using a red light or a green light at night, Larry, very interesting, something I've always thought was amazing. Our mutual friend Bob Hood, back in the early 60s, Bob used to do a lot of, and still does a good bit of predator hunting, but he and another guy put some what we used to call cellophane.
Absolutely.
Red cellophane.
Well,
this
first
is a true story, and it's always amazed me. Nobody done it. Bob, and he hunted South Texas a lot, you know, with a lot
right.
of predator. He and this old buddy of his decided, hey, let's try this. Outdoor Life did a story. He'd contacted some people about the use of red. You know, prior to that period, I'm told, nobody used a red light. But Bob was one of maybe the first, but then a story came out in Outdoor Life on the use of the red light, the rods and the cones and the different
yes,
predators'
sir.
Eyes. And then all of a sudden, bingo, you could buy red lights everywhere. And Bob, I'm really do believe that Bob and his friend there probably were maybe the very first to start doing that. But it's interesting. Hunting predators at night And that's the easiest time to hunt them, I think. You're looking for some red eyes out there, you know, or bright colored eyes with the red lens. Where during the day, you've got to be just really, really still, and you got to back up in some brush, and you better have your face mask on and gloves. They can spot you so much easier during the day, can't they?
They really can't. Did you hear that old coyote off there in the distance? You know what? I tell you what, grab your rifle. I'll grab my call, and I will burn a brother's mouth bone call. Let's go get that rascal.
I did hear him, Larry. Okay, I tell you what, you want to walk out, or we better
Absolutely.
Walk, can't we?
Absolutely. Let's get on down there.
Okay, go ahead and kick the fires on your side over, kick those coals. Let's make our fire safe, and we're out of here.
You got it.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, Texas Motor Cars, a new way to shop for your next car or truck, Sniper Hog Lights, lights for your bow, rifle, or crossbow, Margaret Holmes, seasoned canned goods that taste just like homemade, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again, and Shock Strap, a new way to secure loads without using ratchets.